Come with me now to the sweet place where relaxation hides its delicate bloom. Relaxing starts with breathing, and then with awareness of all the tense places and the muscles in your body. And it's good to tune in that way and begin on the thread of the breath to loosen the muscles and melt into the cushions under you. I invite you to do that as sweetly as a sleeping babe, as softly as a napping kitten, as languidly as a puppy, as gently as a breeze. Know that you are relaxing, and then forget it. Come with me now to the secret place where relaxation hides its delicate bloom. Relaxation opens the doors to all that is possible. Imagine you are dreaming. Imagine you are dreaming, and in this dream, you are safe. You know you are safe. You may see your angels standing beside you in this place that is not a place you know, and yet it feels like home. In this dreamscape, at first, you may seem to be lying still. Your eyes are closed, and yet you see and feel everything. And you notice now that you are not still, but moving. Is it floating? Drifting? Is that a whale's song you hear? Do you see light rippling through the water, making a beautiful pattern on the floor of the ocean? Do you see stars flooding the sky and a rainbow-plumed bird flying by? Are you down deep, deep under the water where you are safe and drifting, or on top of the water where you are safe and floating, or up in the sky where you lie gently on a white fluffy cloud with great perspective as you look down upon the place where you usually hang your hat? And it slowly dawns on you that you are not aware of your body. And yet your body is loving where your mind is taking it. There is a part of you that watches over you, and you can feel the comfort that a child feels who is safely protected. And you can relax. And as you relax, you can go to the parts of you that cause you concern. Cradle them. Tell them that they too are loved, and that they can relax. As you relax, like a sleeping puppy, like a dozing kitten, you feel all the parts of you melting, melting and blending in with all that is, as if you're turning into a very light, filmy veil that spreads out across the sky or across the water. The spaces between your atoms growing wider, and the water or the air filling in and around, cleansing and washing all of the atoms, all the parts of you. And you know there's still a you there, and it's so interesting. And then above it all appears the moon, the bright moon. And at the base, at the very base of the large moon, as it comes closer, you see a drop of nectar, a dewdrop. And it slowly releases down, down toward you, wherever you are, even if you're in the sky, right below the moon, or in the water. And that one single powerful drop of the moon's dew goes down through the top of your head and all through your spread out body, however big it is with all of its atoms. And that moon drop cleans and clears every cell, every speck of you, cleaning and clearing. And just as you're about to look up and thank the moon, another pearly drop forms at its base and drops down slowly, slowly glides into the top of your head. And it moves down through all of you and it brings all of you together again to adhere. Like a great magnet, it draws all the parts of you back together again, cleansed and renewed. Bringing all the parts together so that your body remembers its original programming, so that all that you came here to be is re-established and remembered. And just as you're about to look up and thank the moon, a third drop forms on the base of the moon and the nectar slowly drips down to the top of your head and through your body, energizing your body in vibrant colors. You see this drop of liquid as a prism with all of the colors in it, and each of the colors goes into your body, the red and the orange and the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, the violet, all of it energizing you, so that as you're pulled together and as you relax, the paradox of relaxing and energizing makes your whole body tingle. And as you lie here, knowing that you are relaxing and then forgetting it, you feel only the tingle. And this kind of relaxation is so healing and so familiar, even if you've never, ever done it before, that your mind, body, and spirit recognize it as yours. You might want to name this place so that you can come back to it, whatever this place is, wherever you are. As you relax, the secret place of relaxation. And you might find a gift in the sky, a star, in the water, a shell, a gift that you want to bring back to remember this journey by, to remember this relaxation, so that whenever in your life you feel tense, or worried, or not completely calm, you remember this gift and the name of this place, and the light floods through you from the moon drop, and you feel both relaxed and energized, and it feels so good. And you might now tune in again to your breathing. Relaxing starts with breathing. And you might tune into your body and connect with it again, with your breathing. And you might feel like you now know the secret of relaxing. And how wonderful is that?